Let's go straight to our next guest on the program. For the first time this year, it's always great to chat with him. Matt Logue from News Limited, the chief basketball writer and a regular on the morning show. G'day, Logie.
Matty, thank you for having me, mate. Happy New Year.
And to you too as well. I know you're busy, so we'll push through with this one. I just wanted to get you on the line and get your thoughts around the NBL season because,
man,
we've been talking about a whole heap of COVID cancellations and postponements, but the NBL's just copped it. Good to see them back, and the Kings have the bullets tomorrow.
Yeah, Matty, it's been crazy. We've seen in a lot of sports, as you mentioned, the Big Bash particularly has just been absolutely smashed. But the NBL is the same, and there's been so many postponed games. The positive, Matty, I think, is that majority of the teams now have pretty much been wiped out with COVID. Yeah. So they're saying that gives you a little bit of an immunity for a few months, and I think that will also give the NBL some clear air. But at the same time, it hasn't come at a cost. It has come at a cost, and we're seeing a number of games being relocated. But also too for the Boomers, they've got some big World Cup qualifying games coming up in late February, and the NBL season was going to stop. Now it just can't. They can't afford to. So it means that there'll be no NBL players for the Boomers, and at the moment, Basketball Australia are struggling, clutching at straws, trying to find basically a bunch of kids at this point and maybe a few experienced players to play for the Boomers. But from an NBL point of view, you're right. And I think we're seeing the clear air now. And there's 10 games in 16 days, and it starts on Friday with the Bullets hosting the Sydney Kings.
Yeah, so there's a clash between season and Boomers. And at any other time, you'd say the season would be paused, wouldn't it? I mean, but they just 100%. Can't afford to. Yeah, they can't afford to now.
Yeah, well, that was the plan, Matty. The plan originally was that they would stop because there is rules that the FIBA that you can't stand in the way of a player to go represent their country, and I think that's terrific. And unfortunately, the season, the NBL have just settled. There's too many games. If we keep postponing games, or if we stop, we'll go into the rugby league and the AFL seasons, which last year we saw the impact of that, Matty, was disastrous because there's just such big beasts, those two sports. So unfortunately, they can't stop, and it means that Brian Gorgeous won't coach the Boomers. It'll now be Rob Beveridge, and it means Matthew Dellavedova and Nathan Sobey won't represent the Boomers. So we're going to see the likes of probably Nick Kay, who's playing in Japan, donning the green and gold, which will be great, and he'll be surrounded by a bunch of kids, a lot of kids who are based out of the Institute of Sport in Canberra.
Brian Gorgeous was on the breakfast show here on SEN Luggy earlier in the week, and he spoke about obviously all of these issues and the impact of COVID on the teams and on the players. But what he was saying to Jimmy and Joe was that he hadn't really seen any players physically suffering from having the virus down at Illawarra. But have you heard from around the league of any players that have been through it, coming back and obviously physically taxed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a few. I had a good chat with Lamar Patterson at the Brisbane Bullets, and he said he pretty much had every symptom except for the lack of taste and smell. And he was down and out for a good, good 4 days. Moving forward, he said sometimes he's a bit better, but you do feel, the ramifications of it. And I think there are a number of players like that. As society, Matty, thankfully we're seeing different people. Like some people are not even catching it. Some people are getting light symptoms and some people are getting heavier. But yeah, it's definitely had a big impact on the NBL. And as I said, I think now 7 teams pretty much have been wiped out with COVID, and they're now moving on like everyone else in society once you get it. So that's a good thing for the NBL, and I think we'll start to see some quality basketball like we did last Sunday. The Hawks and Melbourne United game was top shelf, better than a lot of NBA games we've seen this year.
Absolutely. You've reported in your latest article about Lauren Jackson making a potential comeback. In what way, fashion, and what more can you tell us?
Yeah, it's one that it came across my table, and I thought, wow, she's 40, and really, like, that would just be, it'd be amazing. But the more that I've been making more calls, and then Chris Ansu, who I do a podcast with, he's said that he's hearing it all the time, and he thinks it'll definitely happen. So my understanding is it would start with the WNBL. She's training, she looks super fit, and she's actually had her cannabis trial recently, and that's working. She retired, as we know, Maddie, because she was in so much pain, and apparently that's helping with the pain. And she wants to play in front of her kids. So I've reached out to people around the Opals who have basically said, oh, it'll be a good story, but she just needs to get fit. And she looks good, Maddie. So watch this space. It would be a remarkable story. And as Chris Hansen said, there's no Liz Cambage, a World Cup on home soil in Sydney. What better story would it be to whack Lauren in there? Like, that would be one of the great stories. So, yeah, see what happens. But she's definitely keen and she's definitely training. If you check out her socials, she's fit as a fiddle.
Wow, wouldn't that be something? You know, the good thing about that is that those in the game would love that, and those spectators, you know, who didn't get a chance to see a lot of Lauren Jackson over the years would absolutely love it as well, because she's held in such high regard as an Australian athlete and as an Australian basketballer, obviously. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time this morning, and looking forward to catching up more throughout the year.
Thanks, Matty.
News Limited's chief basketball writer. Great columns you'll catch with Matt Logue. We love talking sport with him and appreciate his time. 0457 736 736. Plenty of your texts to get through. We'll take a break. Do that after this.